Blog Talk Radio.
We love it here on Solo Records Radio. What's happening, everybody? How you doing? Whoa, it is the beginning of the weekend. And here on Solo Records Radio, every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start off the weekend celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And what a blessing it was for so many of us. And I just, you know, for me, I have to say, but I have to do this because it is my history. It is something that's been really good to me. It kicked off my career, Dick Griffey, making that happen for so many people. What a blessing his dream was for so many others. And that's why it's important that we recognize him and what, you know, he did for so many people back in the 70s and the 80s and even in the 90s. You know, so, Mr. Griffey, thank you, sir. Thank you, and God bless you. Rest in peace. We appreciate, you know, the beautifulness that came out of that company. that really blessed a lot of people, and definitely and truly myself, Wardell. So I want to just say hello to all my friends around the world. What's happening, everybody. I hope you guys are good and all is well. I'm running around doing my thing here and just having a good time. Now, listen, I want you to know this, that a lot of the solar artists, because of the pandemic, couldn't do anything, couldn't record, I mean, they could record, but they couldn't perform. They couldn't go anywhere. And so they were stuck. And so being stuck in the house, you have to start getting creative. And, like, how do you make it so you're not bored or angry or frustrated because of the situation that's stopping you from making the money that you're used to making that's taking care of your bills and your family? So a lot of the guys ended up turning back into music, back into songs from that time, right? And so let me just tell you that, you know, not only was Lakeside that went back in the studio, Night Star went back in the studio, Dynasty, Shalimar, everybody went back into the studio. The Whispers, I've had them on, and they talked about, their music and stuff, their new music. And so I want to play some of the new music from the original musicians and artists from back in the day. All right. I'm also going to, you know, do a combination of everything. But if you hear something you never heard before, I will let you know what it is, and that way you'll know, oh, this is the new thing by The Whispers, or this is a new song by Shalimar, or this is a new song by Dynasty, or whatever, collage, a new song, you know. So this is good, though, because we get to get these guys to do what they used to do, even though the radio does not play our stuff unless you go to an old school station. They've kind of turned away from the music that we've been so used to and that we love and wish we had a little bit more of it. Now these guys have gone back in and recorded stuff, and they put it out so that we can enjoy it. So if you are interested in some new stuff that you can, purchase, Dynasty has the new stuff. You can go to my website, wardellparsjr.com, and get that. And then all of those other places that, you know, you can just look for Dynasty and look for the new material, a song called Escape. And so that's what I'm going to start off this segment with. And we're just going to get into just thinking about, you know, and enjoying this music, how good it was and how much fun we were having back then, 40-something years ago. Life was a little easier, I think, you know, and people weren't so hard on each other. And, because right now it's just ugly out here. It's so ugly. And I really feel sorry for, you know, our children that's going to be growing up in this environment. I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping that a change will come and change this, because it's ugly, ugly. People are mean to each other for no reason. People, you know, robbing each other. It's ugly. People hate each other because of political reasons. Families and friendships are breaking up over just political crap. You know, it's just unbelievable. So, anyway, guys, so this is a new song from Dynasty. This is called Escape. We'll be back.
Yeah.
But beautiful song by the Deal. And thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. And, you know, before that, you know, I told you I was going to play a couple of different things and stuff, and I was going to explain to you what I'm doing. And I'm posting a lot of this stuff on the Facebook page. I wish you guys would tune in. But we had Shalimar, Take That to the Bank. You remember that? Shalimar, Take That to the Bank. Wow. Long time ago. And that happened, to be perfectly honest, before I got to Solar. That happened in 77, I believe. I got 78, and I got to Solar in 79. And Kevin Spencer wrote that song with Leon Silvers, and that was Shalimar's album, and it was their first single ever. And so, but when I got there in 79, that's when Howard Hewitt and came as well, and so we got to do a first song together, which was the second time around. And wow, what a voice! What an amazing voice that brother had, right? And so, but anyway, so there's so much history to share. And if you have any questions, please feel free to just either email me at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, or you can send me a message through Messenger, and I will do my best to be my best and answer your questions. I look forward to them, and I enjoy sharing as much as I know about this company and as much as I know about the artists and the history that we all share together. And I got to tell you, we had so much fun on the road as well. It was a giant family just traveling around the country together and state to state. And we had a trail of buses. Right. And so the buses carried the bands and the artists, and some of the artists would fly. They didn't want to ride. Some of us would ride in limos. And I remember Brad was one of our drivers. He drove for Dynasty and Shalimar. And so Dynasty and Shalimar shared a bus together, and we shared the limo together. And so it was really cool. We had a good time with those guys. Brad was a red-headed, muscle-bound brother. But the problem with Brad, you guys, is that Brad is supposed to be getting rest, after the concert. He needed to go back to the hotel and go to sleep. And so he could be ready for the next morning to take us on the road. And sometimes we wouldn't even leave in the morning. Sometimes we would leave right after the concert to go to the next city, and so Brad would have to get rest as opposed to being at the concert. He needs to be in the hotel sleeping, and he was excited just like all of us, and he wouldn't rest. And so sometimes I look at Brad and I go, Brad, your eyes are as red as your hair. Can I drive? I drive that big limo across the country, and it was just fun. It was fun. It was an experience driving the limo around. So thanks, Brad. Thanks for giving me the opportunity, brother. And I've got Dynasty in the back of the car, and sometimes Shalimar would ride with us, and I would just, we just had a good time traveling across the country and just discovering life, discovering new things, and signing autographs. Like everywhere we would stop, that would be something that would have to happen. And nowadays, people have no idea who we are. So if you're like ego-driven, and if that's something you need, boy, you're in bad shape now. Because, you have that moment where this is just everybody is crazy about you and what you're doing and all that wonderful stuff. And then as your stardom starts to subside and new stars are on the horizon, egos can get in the way. And then people are like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Well, you're not on the radio every 5 minutes anymore. You're not, on TV, every week anymore. You're just, you're, you've been there and done it, and it's time to move over and let the new stars come on. So that could have been very difficult for a lot of people, not just in from my company, Solar, but also from any company and any artist or actor or whatever. Can you imagine, like, childhood actors? They grow up and they are the most famous, and then they don't have a career as an adult. Wow. That's just got to be so hard, because as a child, that's all you really know. And this is what this is your first experience, and it's big. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. Like, whoa, how does that happen? But anyway, we'll keep this music going on Solar Records Radio. I want to just thank you guys for everything and appreciate you very much. So let's get the music going. This is a song I wrote for the Whisperers. And here you go, Greg. I know how much you love this one. We'll be back right after this. Marcus Silva is it for a lot of you guys that didn't catch that, because see, the Silva is at the very end of our run at Solar. They had did an album, and it was just, you know, we were the ones, you know, went in the studio with them and recorded this album. And there's some great songs on the on that album. You guys got to check it out, because it was so much fun recording with them, and we loved them. And it was just a good time in the studio with them. And they're so creative. Foster Silver is just amazing, you know, singer and bass player, songwriter, and it just made it a lot of fun for us. We did have a blessed and beautiful time with them, and their voices, Lord have mercy, do I have to talk about their voices again? I mean, absolutely amazing voices, and it was just, like I said, it was amazing working with those guys, and Pat and Angie, sweethearts, you know, so I mean, just, the quality of people, they are just beautiful people, and we had a wonderful time. Their music, beautifully, physically as well. A lot of the fellas know those Silver girls were. Yeah, they were. But we were all family. It wasn't even about that for us. We were just loving on each other and blessing each other and just enjoying the opportunity that Leon gave all of us through Dick Griffin. And so we're just so grateful for that. But anyway, I want to keep the music going. I hope you guys are good. And things are good for you wherever you are and whatever it is that you're doing. Thanks for tuning in today as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. Also, tomorrow, don't forget, I want you to tune in because tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow? Solar wants to dance. And so we're going to hit it hard. We're going to hit it real hard. So, it's at 2 p.m. Eastern, not 3, but 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. And so it's a good workout show if you want to work out with us. And we're just hitting it hard because that's what I do, right? And so let's do it together. Let's have a good time together. Anyway, let's keep the music rolling. All right.
Well, Wardell, why don't you welcome our guest to WDKK Radio, and let's just go ahead and get outrageous.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to just get right down to this. I have some great friends of mine who are just incredible musicians, played all over the world, gold and platinum albums, hits all over the place. I want to bring on for you guys the original Lakeside. Guys, how you guys doing there?
The
great,
original.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah,
great. Was that Steve?
I said the original, baby.
Absolutely.
Original for life.
The original, yeah.
Man, I'm so excited. First of all, I want to introduce you guys to D.A. Williams and Angel Eyes.
How you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing well.
Hey.
Welcome to WDKK Radio.
Yeah. WDKK in the house.
Absolutely. the legacy continues.
And these guys have a serious and incredible legacy that is just amazing. And, you know, I saw these guys the first time perform. I heard them before I came to California in 79. I heard their records and stuff, but the first time I saw them perform, it was at Exposition Park, and they were outside, and I was like, they had on all white outfits, and I was just mesmerized by the energy, the intensity, and the professionalism that these guys had on the stage outside, which was, I don't even know if it was a free concert or whatever, but we were all outside, and it was amazing, so...
Do you remember what show it was on the show with us, Wardell?
No, I could. You guys kind of took over. That was all I could remember. It just kind of dominated the whole thing. I just remember, wow. I think Leon took me out there too, because I didn't even know how to get there, and we went there, and it was just amazing and stuff. So, but why don't you share with the listeners, you know, how you guys came about and. You know, where are you guys from, and how did you even become the original Lakeside? And either one of you guys.
Well, I'll start. Hey, we came from Dayton, Ohio. You know, we were back in Dayton. We were called the Lakeside Express, and we came on out here to California in 1972, straight out of high school. I mean, literally straight out of high school, because we left before graduation day. So a lot of guys didn't even walk down the aisle and get their diploma.
Wow.
Even though they had finished high school, they didn't attend the ceremonies, because we went out to Oklahoma to do a show at a nightclub that we used to play at, but when we were just starting, but once we got kind of professional, we were too loud for the club, and we got fired. And so instead of going back to Dayton, Ohio, Tommy Shelby, who was the oldest of the group, and the most adventurous, and probably the craziest, he said, man, let's go to L.A. Now, I had already been to L.A. when I was 15 years old, playing with this other band called the Monterey's. And I was playing in nightclubs behind, you know, Red Fox, Leroy Skillet, and LaWanda Page from Sanford & Son. I was playing behind them. And so I had a nightclub connection. So when Tommy said, let's go to L.A., I called up this guy at the California Sahara Club and asked, could we audition? So we at least have somewhere to start, you know? And so when we got out here, we went and auditioned, and he let us play there on certain nights, you know? We didn't really have nowhere.
What place was this? What place was this?
It's called the California Sahara Club. Okay. It was on Santa Barbara Boulevard, but now it's called Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Right.
You know, it was a nightclub where everybody, all the you know, but it was a nightlife. And it was cool.
And was that by Crenshaw?
Yeah, it was right around the corner from Maverick Flats, actually.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, I was wondering that. Okay.
And so John Daniels, who owns Maverick Flats, had this group called The Love Machine. And Vincent and Norman, who was our original bass player and keyboard player, was walking down Crenshaw, and they saw a picture of The Love Machine in the window. And they recognized that one of them was their cousin. And so, yeah. So, in fact, I saw her last week at Howard Hewitt's party. Did you see Kathleen Bradley and Renee Gentry? They were from The Love Machine.
And, no, I didn't see them.
Yeah, they were there. Kathleen Bradley used to be one of the Price is Right girls when Bob Barker was there. But anyway, they had a group called The Love Machine, and Vincent and Norman got to talk to Renee, and she asked John Daniels to come around and see us if we could audition for him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he actually came around to the club and checked us out, and he loved us. So he let us open for The Love Machine at Mavericks. And so The Love Machine was getting ready to go on this world tour, so we took over at Mavericks. And now we end up staying there for 4 months straight.
Wow.
Four nights a week for 4 months straight. And we built a reputation out of Mavericks, Lakeside Express. But when the Ohio players get out here in California, they added Ohio onto our name so we'd have more mystique. And so we'd be Ohio. We'd be Ohio Lakeside Express, you know. And we drew big crowds. We had big crowds, you know, because we were so different from anything out here in L.A., you know.
Hmm.
Yeah, but you guys had just came from Ohio. You were very young, and to be so bold and aggressive to just, you know, I mean, wasn't it a little frightening for you to be in that move like that?
Well, you know, I can't act so bold. We all knew that if we got in trouble, our mothers or our parents would probably bail us out.
Yeah.
And get us back home. But you know what? We never went back home.
Wow.
We stayed here, and 2 years later, we were signed to Motown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. VA?
Wow.
Impressive.
You all are still in L.A., right? You said you never came back to Dayton?
No, we never went back to live.
Wow. Okay. Because, I'm actually in Dayton now. I'm originally from Philadelphia, but I came to Dayton right around 81, 82, and you mentioned the Ohio players. I'm real good friends with Jimmy Williams, Diamond, the drummer.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I know about groups or the sound that came out of Ohio, you all really had this serious funk thing going on. What's up with that?
Well, you know, believe it or not, when we came to L.A., we didn't play no parts of funk. We were
really
more like, we were more like a Temptations, Dramatics, OJ's type group. And we had a singing group, and we were the backup band, you know. And everybody in Dayton had a different style. You know, it wasn't cool to be like anybody else.
Right.
It wasn't cool. Like Roger Troutman and Zapp, when there was little Roger and the Vels, he was playing a guitar through organ lessons, you know, and he was doing more of a Hendrix thing. He was always creating stuff like a scientist or something. And, he eventually mastered the talk box. If you
right.
notice that nobody in Rogers' lead as far as the talk box is concerned.
Right.
And so he had his own TV show as a kid, you know. So it was called Swim and Swing. They played by a swimming pool. And we used to watch it every Saturday morning, Little Roger and the Bells. You know, he was about 14 or 15 years old.
Okay.
And, you know, the Ohio players, they were like the big boys, you know. They were already playing in the professional nightclubs and traveling all around through Philly and, you know, the East Coast and stuff. Professional, and they had just came off of playing behind Wilson Pickett. They were called the Ohio Untouchables at that time.
Right.
So
where did the funk piece come in at?
Accidentally, you know.
Really?
When Dick Griffey said, "Well, if y'all sign with me, I at least let y'all write half the album since y'all ain't never wrote nothing before, you know. I get the other half of the album to save you in case y'all, you know, do some junk." And
okay.
So we just started writing stuff, and Fred Lewis, he liked funk music, you know. Well, we liked funk music, but it wasn't our style, you know. And so he wrote All the Way Live.
You okay.
Know, all the other records on our album was a little more sophisticated and singing group orientated, but All the Way Live was the funk record, and we didn't even want to do that as a single. But Dick said, "Well, when y'all put this out, sent it out to all the DJs, and he said they're gonna tell you who you are." You can think that you're a singing group, or you can think that you're all of this and that, but your album don't tell you who you are.
Exactly.
You know, and it was true. When they came back and all the DJs were unanimous about All the Way Live, it ran up the charts, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we was a funk band.
Okay.
Now, hold up. I know Angel got a question coming up here, but just before we get too far away from Ohio, I know Fred is. You're from Texas, Fred, or are you from Ohio?
I'm from Texas originally.
Okay.
But my story was sort of similar, you know, because I had a band out of Dallas. With a name called Liquid Funk. And we were always into trying to be so funky that it was liquid, so it was the weirdest thing.
Wow.
But, you know, that's how stinky it was. And my mom was sort of a situation where she was our manager, and we used to run up to Kansas City at that time. Lakeside was up in Kansas City, and we all were like on the same, you know, different clubs up there in Kansas City. And then my band, we were like, well, we don't want to go back to Dallas, so let's head out west. And we headed toward Los Angeles and ended up in Phoenix. And then Lakeside was at the same club that was called back in the day JK Lounge. And it was sort of the club where the rest of the city really didn't come to that club because it was only the pimps would showcase their ladies, but they always paid good. So we just ended up at JK Lounge, and Lakeside was there. So we like opened up for Lakeside at JK Lounge. And then we all ended up in San Diego and then ended up and got to L.A. My mom said, well, we're going to L.A. And we went to L.A., and got an audition at the Total Experience that was on Crenshaw. And once we got our audition, we got a chance to open up for a lot of the name brand acts that would, you know, come to Total Experience, Shaka, and and different acts like that. And over time, most of my guys got homesick and wanted to go back to Dallas. So I didn't want to go back to Dallas. So I stayed in L.A. playing for a guy down in Seal Beach and had a pretty nice gig every week. And I went to this party up in Malibu, and Steve and some of the guys were up there. And, you know, we had known one another. And Stevie was like, well, man, why don't you come rehearse with us, you know, because our drummer is going back home. And I was like, well, you know, cool. And I went and rehearsed, and we kind of liked one another. And, you know, but I had a good gig making some money. And I was like, well, man, the only way I'll leave this gig is if we're talking about making records, then I'm down for it. And they was like, yeah, man, we're going to be about making records. So the rest is history. We was like, okay, let's get in the rehearsal hall and let's get the grinding down. And by the time, you know, Dick Griffin and them came back at that time, acts didn't submit material. Record companies would come see you out live and determine if they wanted you on their roster. So at that time, because of our association with Total Experience and those kind of guys, the Total Experience had a record company. They wanted us. And then Rolls-Royce was over there with Whitfield. And then Dick Griffin, that was really the only three companies for black acts to go to. So like Steve said, Whitfield and them approached us, but they didn't want to let us write nothing. Total Experience didn't want to let us write nothing. So we was like, man, we're not taking a deal if we can't have some involvement in, you know, writing who we're about. And then Dick Griffey, like Stevie said, he said, hey, man, I'll let you write half of it, and then y'all let me have the other half in case y'all get in trouble. And here we are today talking to you guys on the radio.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's great. I never knew any of this stuff. This is wonderful. So, Angel, you have a question?
Yeah, I do. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey.
How you doing, Angel?
Good. How many, first of all, could each of you introduce yourself and tell what part of the group, you know, what do you play in the group and maybe your voice?
I'm on drums, and, you know, I guess I'm the point man for the business in case, you know, things go wrong and the arrow hurts, I can let everybody know it hurts before I bring everybody else along.
Okay, your name is?
Fred Alexander, Jr.
Okay, and the next person?
Hi, I'm Steve Shackley. And I'm a guitar player, you know, I'm the musical director, you know, stage guy. I've always been kind of behind the scenes type, writing songs and producing records, you know, trying to do my best, you know, to keep Lakeside up there, you know, representable. And, you know, I grew up with the band, you know, since I was in high school, you know.
Okay.
And we're still together.
Yeah, we're still together. Man, Steve, we've had fun, you know, just trying to continue keeping everybody excited about writing. Mm-hmm. Stevie was always an advocate for writing, and that's one of the things that made me want to be in the group was, wow, this will be about the records, because we saw the longevity. I mean, Steve and I did Say Yes and Your Love Is on the One and Make My Day together. I mean, so we just always had fun just, you know, trying to come in. Right today, we're still the same way. We're always trying to come up with new records.
Okay. And I remember I was listening to your story. You said you would only leave your gig if you were going to make records. How long was it after you left your gig before a record was actually produced?
Oh, we ate hamburgers. I went from...
No, you didn't eat hamburgers. You lied. You didn't eat hamburgers too long.
No, you didn't hear me.
He joined the group.
I didn't say hamburgers.
He joined the group in 77. And by 1978, we had a record on the charts.
Yeah, we had we did about a year of just the serious grind. And then, but we were also already playing, you know, like different, you know, like you said, Maverick Flats and stuff like that. So the group was getting a name. The group was getting a name as being a really good group. So after about a year of us just grinding it and staying on top of it, Dick Griffey approached us. So it wasn't long. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great.
I have to say this. The cool thing about it was Dick Griffey was already our manager. He didn't have a record company. He was a serious concert promoter. You know, he was the number one concert promoter out here in California, across the country, actually, because he was taking out Stevie Wonder. He took out the Jackson 5, you know. He was a big concert promoter. And and he decided, him and Don Cornelius decided to do a record company. We were skeptical because, you know, he was, what does Dick know about music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He knew about the business and everything, but did we really want to sign with him? You know, he don't know nothing about music, really, you know? That's what we were thinking, you know? But he had the smarts. He could recognize. He could recognize talent, and he snatched Leon Silvers up at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Leon Silvers had all that time playing with the Silvers, and they went separate ways. And Leon was all about, man, we need to write our own stuff, and you know this and that, and. The Silvers was kind of standing in their pop mode with Freddie Perren and all of them people. And so when Leon left, he was ready to explode. And Dick found him at the perfect time. I mean, that dude couldn't stop spitting out his records. It was just coming out like water. And he had a nice feel for how to produce a record. So when Dick told us that, he's going to put Leon Silvers in the studio with us. Leon wasn't too much older than us. So it made for we can remain street, you know. We didn't have to feel like we had some kind of Hitler guy over us, you know.
Right.
Dictating everything. Leon was letting us do our thing, and he would just show us how to, like, for instance, lock. You know, we didn't know how to really lock, you know, the drums with the bass with the guitar, everything locked up, and keep a perfect tempo and stuff like that. But we had great singers, and Leon Silvers came from a great singing family.
Right.
So that worked for us. That's what made us want to work with Leon, you know.
Right.
We had a great singing group. And so all of that worked. It all worked. Leon let us do our thing, and he just guided us in the right direction, you know.
Right. Now, you know, I just want to say that, you know, Dick Griffey himself is not here to say, you know, to hear, you know, your comments and the wonderful things you're saying about him. But I have somebody else that could say thank you for him. Are you there, Carolyn?
Yeah. I'm right here. Hey, guys.
Uh-oh, you got Carolyn Griffey on the phone. You got Carolyn. Hey, man, I was at the party, and Carolyn was taller than me.
It was a shoe, Shockley. It was a shoe.
I was saying,
hey, how you doing, girl?
What's going on, guys? Man.
Hi.
Man, you know what, Shockley, I had to tag you on that picture today. Oh, man, Shockley hasn't changed. He's still, all the ladies just flutter around him like little butterflies. I'm just like, man, I said, some things never change.
Some things never change.
Well, you know the Salomar song.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. No, but I just wanted to come on and say hey and just, you know, tell you that, you know, this legacy just means a lot to me. And, you know, as Howard and I were on the phone talking for a long time this morning, you know, we're real blessed to still have, you know, what's left of the legacy. And then I look forward to, you know, the things that we are internally talking about. Just this is an exciting time, I think, for us and for you. I feel blessed to be a part of it. My phone is about to die, so I'm going to make it quick. I feel really blessed to be a part of it and to be able to watch what you guys are doing. You know, you guys, I didn't make it to the show in Carson. I really wanted to, but, man, there's not a group out there that is, I mean, even to this day, that are funky as you guys, that put it down the way you guys do. And it seems like the older you get, the better you get.
Well, you know, Carolyn, it's by the good grace of God that we're still here, you know. And I just thank God for us still wanting to do the same thing and guys being about the same purpose, because if it wasn't for Ben with Steve and you know, guys that just enjoy doing what we're doing and loving this, hey, yeah, it wouldn't be like that. There's still a lot of groups out there, but no group out there has as many original members as we have.
And you know what? And what I love about it is the fact that you guys are still brothers. And I really, and, you know, regardless of what we're all kind of dealing with right now, I think people are forgetting. People are forgetting the factor. It's important at this point in our lives to make it work, because nobody's going to look after home like the home folks. When your home
That's
folks,
right.
you know, it, and then so the fact that you guys are all still together like that, that speaks a lot, and it speaks volumes. And I just,
yeah,
I know my father would be extremely proud to see how you guys are carrying on and what you guys are continuing to do.
Yeah, well,
wow.
We love
you. You know, my mom is sitting here now, and she's listening to this interview. As a matter of fact, I got someone to take her in a minute, but she's sitting up here right now proud because the day that she decided to go to California with us is the reason why I'm in Lakeside right today. So I have to personally thank her for
Amen.
Her foresight.
Thanks, Mom.
That's nice.
Thank
yeah.
you, Mom.
Mom,
yeah,
they
thank
said,
you.
Said, thanks, Mom.
Wow.
Sitting up here smiling right now. But
Aww.
That was,
oh, yeah.
That's,
oh, yeah.
She's still our biggest fan. And
right
today. And I just want to thank her because, you know, these guys, she saw them before I got a chance to see them. And
right.
she was like, man, I really like this group. And it was ironic that we all ended up in L.A. And
it is
to be together with them today, you know.
Right.
Some things are just meant to be.
Right.
That's
yes.
true. You're right.
Yes. Yeah, it's just meant to be, man. So, but anyway, Carolyn, I know you got to keep going, but did you want to say something, Steve?
No, I just want to tell you guys I love you. I love you guys so much. And it's not just loving the music and loving the craft. I, you know, you guys are fans. I can, you know, we consider we are family. And like I said, I look forward to going down the road with you guys because this will be my first experience. But
well, we love
you,
you and Gary. You're looking good out there. That's all I got to
hey,
say.
Hey, you know, the funniest thing to me about Carolyn Griffey is I remember when she was putting a singing group together up around Solar. And I think it was her and this little white girl. And
she was at the party.
Yeah, I remember
party.
That too. And I heard they were pretty good, you know. But then I never saw Carolyn sing ever in life. And then just over the last 3 years, I've actually heard Carolyn sing. And I didn't realize she was that dope.
You know,
like,
wow.
I mean, all that time, really, Carolyn been around so long, and I done seen her a million times as a kid and everything, but it wasn't until just a few years ago that I heard her doing some solo on the internet, singing
yeah.
with Shalimar. I said, well, if she can stand beside Howard Hewitt and sing, she must be pretty dope. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
That means a lot, because I actually, as you guys didn't know, I was scared. I mean, I have a lot of pressure. I mean, I'm sitting up here coming up under the umbrella of all of you guys. And even though, and that didn't sound like my mother, so I just really never had confidence in my voice. And actually, my father never saw me perform in Shalimar. He just knew what to do. But that means a lot, because like I said, the funny thing is I just got to the point where I really have that faith. I mean, and it took being in Shalimar for a few years to bring that out. So.
Mm.
Well,
you
I'm
got it now, girl.
And I'm still
man,
working
you
on
really
it. I'll be up there
you
with you guys.
You really
soon.
Did. You know, you're
Thank
not
you.
Just okay. You know, you're not just, oh, she can fill in the spot. No, you really good.
No,
well,
yeah,
thank
she's
you.
Putting it down.
She's holding her own for sure. She's
yeah.
You gotta know.
funky as can be. I am so blessed. Oh, thank you, Steve and Fred. You know, I got to tell you guys, you know, those guys are really, and thanks Carol and Griffey also for calling in. And, you know, it's just amazing. The family is so important. And sometimes we could easily kind of lose our way. And we have to remember that family is so important. And it means the world because it's natural. It's natural what you're saying and sharing and feeling towards each other because it's just what it is, right? And so sometimes things can get in the way. Obstacles get in the way, and even in some cases, people will get in the way to try to divide or create confusion or whatever the case is. That we have to remember, at the end of the day, we are family, and so trust God in things and not in people, because some people have the will of just pursuing their will and not God's will. And so we have to remember that God's in control. He's the one that will guide us. And anyway, so I wanted to tell you also about my brother, Fred, as editor drummer for Lakeside, how much I admire him and how much I appreciate him. You know, he's the big brother. You know, he wanted to do some of the stuff that I was doing, playing on some of the other stuff with Leon and them. And but Leon had already established a sound, and so he wanted to keep that sound. Not that Fred was incapable, because obviously you just heard that song right there. And Fred is definitely capable, and I knew that as well. As a matter of fact, I used to admire him and watch him on stage after Dynasty would perform and Lakeside would come on, and I used to admire him. And I appreciate him, and I learned from him. In our later years, now we get on the phone, and he calls into the station, and we have these amazing conversations where we can just laugh and enjoy one another. And it's so important that that happens. I just want him to know how much it blesses me that we have that kind of relationship still. And it's beautiful, and I want to thank him for being an inspiration to me as a young drummer from another, you know, state, you know, coming around and just being my friend, despite the fact that he wanted to do what I was doing as well. But just say I wanted to do what he was doing too. You know, we were always in the studio and they were on the road a lot. You know, it's like, man, I want to go out there and perform. And so but he's always been very humble with me, and especially in our latter years and stuff. And so thank you for, you know, giving me that gift, Fred. Thank you for blessing me with that gift, because it's a beautiful gift to receive from you. And anyway, I just want to say that because he is very special to me. We lost his mom along the way, and she's gotten to be with her creator. And so rest in peace, Mom. God bless you. All right, so we got to keep this thing going. We got a little bit more time left in the show here. What do we got, about another 32 minutes? Yeah. All right, guys, so I want to continue to play this music as we reminisce and go, you know, just go down the line and stuff, all the music and stuff that came out of Solar. Well, some of the music that came, because obviously we can't play all the music in one show. But I wanted you to hear that energy of that, you know, just hearing from the guys that we're talking about is really important. So, all right. So this one right here, enjoy. This is Climax of Solar Records Radio. I knew I was looking good.
my shoes on, my Gianni Versace blue leather suit. My nails were done, and my hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I want to hold you.
Kitty girl, I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
Calloway is doing his thing here on Solar Records Radio. And I tell you guys, it's been a great, 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 great show. I want to thank Steve Shockley from the original Lakeside, Fred Alexander, and Carolyn Griffey for all calling in and blessing us today on this, the beginning of this Solar Weekend. Don't forget tomorrow, tune in as Solar wants us to dance at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My brother, I believe, is here. What's going on? What's going on, Don Flynn?
Hey. What's going on?
Oh, man. Just
seems like you had a great show.
Oh, absolutely, man. You got to keep it rolling. We keep it rolling. And it's all good, man. Just running around and just trying to make things happen, man. How are you? How's things been?
I'm good. It's a little tired, but I'm good. I had to take a little quick power nap. but I'm good.
I enjoyed your show yesterday. That was awesome. That was one of
appreciate you hanging out with me.
Yeah, that was a really good show. If you guys haven't had a chance if you didn't hear Don's show yesterday, you need to go back and listen to it off the chain. I mean, he was playing some great, great music and stuff. And Goldie Mac called in, too.
It was a great surprise, man. A pleasant surprise.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. So look like we got about another 17 minutes left in the show. Anything on your heart, man, you wanted to share?
No, I just want everybody to enjoy their weekend, Labor Day weekend. Of course, Labor Day is Monday. I will have my show on Labor Day. Yes, I will have my Monday show. So if you guys want, you know, on your day off, you're just hang out with me, Old School Monday, Labor Day edition, this Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Solar Records Radio. So guys, tune in if you can.
I love it. I think that's awesome. And, man, Labor Day. So what is that? What is Labor Day holiday about to you? What's the significance of it?
What's the significance? It's basically just celebrating all of the day laborers that pretty much made the middle class and the try to that keeps this the blood flowing in this country. So we celebrate those who are able to those workers that basically made America what it is. And again, we salute them.
Oh, excellent! You know, and I just want to explain that for the listeners that are in other countries that listen to the show that may not understand what is Labor Day. So that was awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyway, so listen, guys, I just want to say thank you again for tuning in. Just don't forget about tomorrow, 2 p.m., Solar Wants to Dance. And then on Sunday, we do Solar. We just praising just saying thank you to the Lord for blessing us and giving us the opportunity to even have this show. But the best part is giving us the opportunity to have each other and be able to, you know, hang out and get to learn different personalities and all that kind of stuff. And by the way, I got a message for you, Don Fleming, from Kimberly. She told me to tell you that she still has a wooden stick.
Oh, wow.
So she's listening to you, so you better be good. That's so sweet of her. I was like, go ahead. I'll tell him. Get him. Keep him straight, girl. That's my girl. She's listening to you. So she's not on Facebook as much anymore. But she's, you know, she is, but she's not. She's got a ministry that she's doing now. So, and it's right at the time of the show. So she has to listen to the shows after. And when she listens to it, she says, make sure you let Don know that I got my wife watching.
That's funny.
It's so sweet. But thanks, Kimberly. Much love to you. I'm going to give a shout-out to you. I also want to give a shout-out to Julian. What's up, girly girl? Thank you for she tunes in, too. And so much love to all of our listeners and the people that are, you know, just support us and stuff. We appreciate you.
thanks again to Greg as well for the amazing flyers. And you know, he also did my album cover. I mean, my single, for my single. So thank you for doing the cover for the single, Greg. He also works for other companies as well, you know. So if you ever want to hire Greg, you know, he's up for hire.
Oh, man, he's good. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah. He's good. So I'm going to have him make a flyer of himself for work, for hire, you know. And so, you know, because I want people, I mean, a lot of people see it, but they don't know, they don't know where it's coming from. And I want them to know Greg's got it going on. So I want to support him in whatever it is he does, because he's blessing us. And so he can be a blessing to you as well. All right, well, we're going to keep this thing going. We're going to end the show in about another 14 minutes and stuff. Uh-oh, looks like we have our little sister calling in. What's up, sweetheart? How you doing, Astrid?
Hey, Marcel.
Hey.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, we're just getting ready to sign out. And Don Fleming's on the line, too.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Y'all can say...
Oh, just hey, Astrid, what's up?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just visiting friends, so I missed most part of the show. Yeah, I see you play
good,
some
though.
Great songs.
Yeah, you can always listen back later and stuff. It's all good. That's the one good thing about, you know, this internet radio, that, you know, it just sits in the archives and it's there for a long time. And so
yes,
you guys can, you know, always go back. And especially if you look on our thing and you see, oh, we had a guest. Oh, man, I want to hear what they have to say. You could always go back and check out the interview and stuff. So, you know, that's what I like about this. So, but anyhow.
Yes.
Astrid, let me see how much more time I got here. Why don't you tell me or tell us, you know, what is it about Solar? Why do you like the music from Solar?
I like the music of Solar. They have a great beat.
That sounds like drummer.
the beat of the songs, the lyrics. You know, I love Lakeside. You know, I love the Whispers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I love Dynasty. It's just, I don't know, they have something magical. So, yeah.
Okay. It is magical. And it's been a blessing for many decades. And we're just so grateful. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
We have to continue to play it. That the generations after us will give it to the other generations after them, so it won't die.
There you go. There you go. Our girl Astrid is in the house, you guys. And y'all getting to hear her voice all the time now. What's going on, Astrid?
Before you know it,
well,
Marley's going to play Dynasty.
That's right. You got to get all the way in the system here. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Pablo and James over there on Dance Radio. Much love to you guys. And thank you for taking care of our sister. You know, she's the world. She means the world to us. So y'all take care of her. She's a good girl. Anyway, so we're up and out of here, and we want to thank you guys again for being a part of Solar Records Radio. 2 p.m. tomorrow. Solar wants to dance, and we're going to have a good time. All right, real quickly, Father, please bless and take care of all of our brothers and sisters around the world. Please keep them safe and keep them whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. So we're up and out of here, and I'm going to leave y'all with Dynasty Adventures. But this song is sampled so much by the hip-hop community. It is sampled more than – it's like one of the anthems of hip-hop. They sampled our song over and over. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So –
We gotta make sure when we go out, it's in our show. Not that we'll be rapping on it. We got John. Unless Don Fleming is in the group, we got to have him rap because we're too old to rap. So, but anyway, guys, God bless. Thanks again, Astrid. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome, right now.
Thanks, Don Fleming.
All right, no problem.
All right, you guys all be safe and don't forget. Oh, over here, Astrid, just so you know. And Greg, it's a holiday weekend for us over here, Labor Day weekend. But the actual holiday is not until Monday. But we take the whole weekend.
Yes, the whole weekend.
Good for you guys. Well, enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your holiday. Stay safe, everyone.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Much love. See you later.
Much love back to you. Bye bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Play with it. Inside it's there.